logically. So the next quarter, they had me teach the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They figured the helmet of the life of Christ, they could control me. So I decided to do it uniquely, and here's what I do. I'd assign the kids. I'd say, now, I want you to think about how you would have felt had you been interacting with Jesus. So here's what I want you to do. I'd assign a text like this one, and I'd say, in the next class period, you be the mother of the dead boy, and you be the apostle Peter, and you be one of the pallbearers, and you be the dead boy. And I'd assign all these parts. I'd say, now go out, read that story, and come back and tell me what you would have felt had you been there. Now, you can't tell me what they felt, but I want to know what you would have felt had you been there. Now, just for a minute, think about this. In that particular culture, you needed a man. It was a very sexist society, right? Here's a woman whose husband is dead. That's what Luke tells us. The woman's husband is dead. Now she's burying her only son. She's in trouble. Unless she was left very well off by her husband, she would probably have to resort to prostitution. She's buried a husband that's broken her heart. She's burying her son that's broken again. It's also breaking for herself. This woman is in pain, in great pain as she goes to bury the boy. Now, down in the part of the South where I live, over in Georgia, we have a custom. If you're driving along and you meet a funeral procession, you pull over to the side of the road and let them go by. They do that where you live? All right? That's kind of what they did here. Here comes this funeral procession. Here comes Jesus with his entourage. And naturally, they would stop and let the funeral go by. As they go by, he looks at the woman. She's crying. She's a complete stranger. Now, here he is. The complete stranger looks over at her. She's never seen him before, knows not who he is, and says, "Don't cry." Now, what would you have felt? Would you have gone, "Oh, I'm sorry"? Probably what you would have done is something like, "Who are you? And how dare you tell me to quit crying?" It gets worse. Look what he does next. Then he went up and touched the coffin. And those carrying it stood still. You see, under Jewish law, if you touched anything to do with death, you were unclean. Nobody touched it if they didn't have to. When he touched the coffin, it was so out of order, so wrong, such a social faux pas, that when he touched that coffin, they stopped. Like, what? Now, you can picture this. And not only does that, he says to the dead boy, "Get up." Now, mamas, you just buried, or you're in the process of burying your son. He's dead. Your heart is breaking. And some complete stranger tells him to get up. What would you now be feeling? I think that this woman was probably furious with Jesus. Wouldn't you think? Get up. Now look what happens. The next thing it says here is the dead man sat up and began to talk. Now there's a reason he began to talk. Physiologically, a dead body can't move. You know that, don't you? I mean, really, a dead person can move and still be dead. I had a friend that used to work in a hospital in Evansville, Indiana. One of his jobs was to wash bodies of people that had died. And they told him, sometimes they'll move. Don't get too excited. He said one day he was washing a body and it slapped him. I said, "What did you do?" He said, "My mind said, don't worry about it. It's physiological. My feet said, huh?" Ran for a half hour, just kept going and going and going. So the boy doesn't just sit up, which could be physiological. He sits up and he begins to talk. I turned to the kid I had assigned. Oh, by the way, how long have I been asking the kids, "What do you feel?" The mama, "Oh, I was angry." I turned to the pallbearer. "What would you be feeling?" Totally at shock. I turned to the one who was the apostle Peter. "What would you have been feeling?" He said, "You know what it's like when you're a teenager and your daddy keeps doing stupid stuff?" He said, "I've been thinking, oh, he's doing something again. Okay."